A notebook is not a foreign country. Days and months are the travelers of eternity. So are the years that pass. Basho wrote on his sleeve as he crossed a mountain pass. The warbling sound of the mountain. Is this what Basho heard? His ink was the color of iris petals. Where is Basho now? On the way to Dharamshala, the taxi stopped by a cluster of goats, their coats mottled red in sunlight. I see a child with a pitcher on her head. A scarf blows about her knees. By a tree festooned with plastic bags, daily detritus, I catch the words of a girl. Slow hours she swung in a tree, leaves cradled her face, her eyes were hidden. She needed a goddess naked and green. When her mother called, Nina, oh Nina, where are you now? The child's lips trembled. The tree replied, rustling leaves, rattling its moist twigs. Alone in her bed, the child writes, I am she who cannot be. What can a clump of words mean? She hides the book under her muslin cover. I brood on Basho who burnt his house and crossed a mountain pass. He entered a kingdom of ringing syllables and did not lose his way. A notebook is not a foreign country. June 5th. A bird warbles in water. In the stones, we see a laughing thrush. Its feathers the color of your hair. June 6th. In the Kangra Art Museum, miniature studs the walls. Krishna combing Radha's hair. Kangra, 18th century. Her skirts ruffled with intricate embroidery. Her nails incarnadine. The storm of her hair, his blue hands in it. His ochre robe blowing. Rocks and trees a blur, bear witness. June 7th. Tibetan Museum in Dharamshala, blood-stained scarf and shirt, worn by a political prisoner. I could not pluck my eyes from precious stains, tea-colored now in sunlight. Dalai Lama Temple, on the painted veranda, a brazier perpetually burning. Inside the temple, green Tara of everlasting compassion. Under her gaze, saved from peril, bound in fine linen, heaped inside glass, they turn in stillness ancient liturgies.